Project Open Democracy, a new blueprint for global renewal. A people-first response to the civilizational collapse caused by neoliberalism, postmodernism, and the failure of outdated political systems. A new civilization is emerging, and the green shoots are everywhere. Yet even as new ways of thinking, living, and organizing take root, they are being smothered by those clinging to the past. As our political institutions crumble and society fractures under the weight of confusion, corruption, and unchecked markets, the need for a unifying vision has never been greater. Drawing on the insights of Alvin Toffler and Karl Polanyi, Project Open Democracy exposes the blind men holding us back and offers a bold way forward, through a new declaration of independence and a democratic model built for the world we actually live in. This is the blueprint for what comes next. We are living through the turbulence of a collapsing order and the birth of something new, a moment that futurist Alvin Toffler predicted with startling precision in The Third Wave. He saw that the great crisis of our time would not be about parties or ideologies, but about the fundamental transition between civilizational models, from the rigid, hierarchical structures of the industrial age to a decentralized, adaptive, post-industrial world. Toffler wrote, "A new civilization is emerging in our lives, and blind men everywhere are trying to suppress it. This new civilization brings with it new family styles, changed ways of working, loving and living, a new economy, new political conflicts, and beyond all this an altered consciousness as well. Pieces of this new civilization exist today. Millions are already attuning their lives to the rhythms of tomorrow. Others, terrified of the future, are engaged in a desperate, futile flight into the past and are trying to restore the dying world that gave them birth. But this transformation is not happening in a vacuum. We are also living with the consequences of a deeper, slower-burning collapse, what economist and historian Karl Polanyi warned about in The Great Transformation, the dangerous attempt to build all of society around market principles. What began as a liberal experiment in free enterprise has metastasized into an unholy alliance of neoliberalism and postmodernism, an ideology that treats greed as good, selfishness as virtue, and consumerism as the purpose of life. Neoliberalism deregulated economics. Postmodernism deregulated morality. Together they dismantled the foundations of trust, truth, and belonging, leaving behind a fragmented, overworked, overmarketed society where citizens are no longer citizens, but consumers in a rigged game. The result is not a world of happy individuals, but a society of perfect consumers, overstimulated, atomized, and increasingly miserable. Recognizing the blind men. Into this chaos step the blind men, Toffler warned about, figures who exploit confusion, uncertainty, and fear to consolidate power. They offer not vision, but manipulation. Not solutions, but scapegoats. They pretend to defend tradition while enriching themselves through new tools of control. The blind men are not defined by party, nation, or ideology, but by their determination to drag us back into a world that no longer exists. They promise order while deepening dysfunction. They offer salvation through division. The cost is enormous. Fractured nations, failing institutions, rising inequality, cultural breakdown, and a generation losing faith in the future. A civilizational convergence and collapse. We are experiencing not just a political crisis, but a collision of consequences, the breakdown of overlapping systems. Rapid technological change, outpacing our cultural and institutional ability to adapt, as Toffler described. A lack of understanding about what is happening, why it's happening, and how to respond. The growing influence of blind men who exploit the chaos to amass wealth and power. The social devastation of the neoliberal postmodern experiment, which has converted civil society into a market society, where people are reduced to data points, morality is privatized, and community is sacrificed for consumption. A world where the market has become the master rather than the servant, a force shaping our lives without moral guidance, like fire burning out of control. We are not just dealing with broken politics. We are witnessing the crisis of a civilization that has lost its story, and the systems built upon it are cracking under the weight of their own contradictions. At the heart of this breakdown lies what can only be described as an unholy alliance between neoliberalism and postmodernism, a fusion that has redefined greed as good, selfishness as virtue, and consumption as the highest civic duty. Neoliberalism, through deregulation, removed all limits on the pursuit of profit. Postmodernism, with its radical relativism, undermined moral norms and civic responsibility. Together, they deregulated not only the economy but the very concept of social trust, converting civil society into a market society and citizens into consumers. The result is a cultural and economic order where civil society is reduced to the economy. The economy is reduced to the market economy. The market economy is reduced to financial markets. This is the logic of postmodern neoliberalism, a worldview that has given rise to crony capitalism, a hollowed-out system that cloaks its failures in the language of freedom and democracy while accelerating inequality, isolation, and discontent. Karl Polanyi's warning that acceptance of market principles at the core of modern society invites disaster is no longer academic. It is our lived reality. Instead of a prosperous market utopia, we now face widening inequality, erosion of civil liberties, environmental destruction, rising mental illness, the greatest transfer of wealth in recorded history, and the hollowing out of democratic institutions. This broken model is sustained by one engine, exponential economic growth, the monster it created and depends on for survival. It is further enabled by the uncritical embrace of progressive liberalism, which too often mistakes surface inclusion for structural justice. This is the deeper crisis we face, not just economic turmoil or political dysfunction, but the slow unraveling of a civilization that has lost its moral compass and surrendered its sense of purpose to the machinery of the market. We have confused consumption with fulfillment, competition with justice, and efficiency with wisdom. And in doing so, we have allowed our institutions, communities, and even our inner lives to be shaped by systems that were never designed to serve the whole of society. The way forward: vision first, then power. So what is the solution? It starts not with policies, but with a common vision. One that explains where we came from, acknowledges our mistakes, and offers a pathway forward that is practical, inclusive, and inspiring. That vision now exists. It is called the Freedom Declaration for Peace. The declaration reclaims the moral center that neoliberalism and postmodernism dissolved. It affirms the basic truth that freedom, peace, and shared prosperity are not naive ideals, they are the only path to civilizational survival. It is not just a statement of intent. It is a map to a better future, a moral and philosophical reset for a world drifting toward despair. Project Open Democracy, the system to support the vision. The second step is to realign power around that vision, to divest power from the blind men and the institutions of the past, and vest it in the people through a new kind of democracy, open, distributed, and built for the complexity of today's world. Project Open Democracy is the practical infrastructure to do just that. It enables people to participate beyond periodic elections, the occasional plebiscite or referendum, with ongoing, transparent, trust-based citizen engagement, scalable to millions through AI and reputation systems. It empowers people to contribute meaningfully, make decisions together, and shape a shared future, not just react to crises manufactured by those in power. It is a democratic system not of the past, but of the next civilization. A vision for all. Project Open Democracy isn't just for reformers and centrists. It's for anyone who's tired of being used by a system that sees them as either a vote or a threat. It's for people who once supported strongman leaders out of desperation, because they believed the alternatives were weak, corrupt, or hollow. And it's especially for those, in every country, who still believe that truth matters, that decency should be defended, and that the future can be better than the past. This is more than political reform. It is the beginning of a new declaration of independence, not from a monarch or foreign empire, but from the tyranny of the market and the blind men who masquerade as saviors while clinging to the power structures of a dying age. It is a declaration that we will no longer be divided for their gain, misled for their ambition, or silenced for their convenience. The next great leap in human progress will not be led by them. It will be led by us. Take action. Sign the declaration that could change everything. The blind men will not step aside on their own. They will not be reasoned with, debated out of power, or shamed into retirement. We do not need their permission to build what comes next. The Freedom Declaration for Peace is our declaration of independence, from the tyranny of the market, the crumbling industrial age civilization, its failing institutions and the blind men who beckon us to stay. It affirms what unites us beyond race, religion, or nationality, the desire to live and prosper in peace, and to leave a better world behind for future generations. By adding your name, you join a growing global movement, one that says enough to division, deceit, and domination, and yes to cooperation, conscience, and shared human dignity. This begins with you. Let history record who stood up. Let's leave the blind men behind. And let's build the civilization they cannot see. On a final note, about PByT.net, which stands for Powered by Trust. The concept of open democracy and the technology that makes it possible are both provided by PByT, a Sydney-based online platform. PByT brings credibility to online surveys, polls, and petitions through transparent, non-anonymous feedback and analyzable results, using Bayesian analysis to iteratively arrive at optimal answers and solutions. Unlike traditional surveys, which capture a snapshot of opinion, the PByT approach aligns with natural decision-making, a process evolving through iterative feedback and updated information. Politicians should welcome open democracy, as it relieves them of the pressure surrounding controversial decisions, allowing them to defer, when appropriate, to the will of the people at zero cost to taxpayers. Providing citizens with a voice in decision-making will reduce the anger and hostility often unfairly directed at politicians and minority groups, while limiting the reach of misinformation, disinformation, and propaganda. About George Matafonov. George Matafonov is the founder and CEO of PByT.net, the platform launching Project Open Democracy, a bold, global initiative with a singular aim, to realize the hope of humanity and the promise of technology, which is peace and prosperity for all. Of Russian heritage, George was born in China during the diaspora that followed the Russian Revolution and communist takeover. His family fled once more as communism swept through China, eventually settling in Australia. With a background in mathematics BSc and decades of experience in software development and IT, George brings both analytical clarity and technical depth to the urgent challenge of democratic reinvention. As the architect of PByT.net, he has built more than a platform. He has outlined a new model of civic participation designed for a rapidly evolving, interconnected world. Project Open Democracy is the culmination of his long-standing concern over the breakdown of trust, truth, and social cohesion, what he identifies as the consequence of an unholy alliance between neoliberalism and postmodernism. This diagnosis shapes the entire PByT initiative and provides the philosophical foundation for its centerpiece, the Freedom Declaration for Peace.